We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was laughing because you said my beautiful wife and I was listening to the conversation earlier.
You know, Mama Amanada and I have such a special kind of relationship.
No, she considers you a mentor.
Oh, man, please.
Yeah, she considers you a mentor. Tells me every time she has a conversation with you that she learns some things.
Man, let me tell you this. I'd be trying to have lunch with her because I'd be learning from her. She's a sage, and it comes so naturally for her. She don't even recognize it. I mean, she be spending some serious jewels. And so, but we're here to talk about the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, the Malcolm X Festival. It's this weekend.
This weekend, brother.
Oh,
18th
man.
And 19th.
And this is year what for you all?
This is year 30.
Y'all 30 years old. This thing is grown.
30 years old, and I can remember the first one.
Well, tell us about the first one. Tell us how this whole kind of commemorative celebration around Malcolm X started, because y'all have broke some serious ground.
Right.
And till some soil. I remember Jabari's mama, who was a council member,
right,
wanting to put in, probably get a better hearing today, wanted to change the name of Ashby to Malcolm X Boulevard.
Right, right.
They weren't quite ready for that move.
Nah, and I think the groundwork
wasn't there
because I remember that, and I was at some of those community meetings, and I don't think they talked to people in the community.
Yeah, they did.
They
not.
Got the signatures was, from students in AU Center.
The approach was bad right. approach, but I guarantee you it could happen today with energy around it.
But Joseph Lowery is that street now. We should keep that.
Well, we got plenty of others now.
We could take down some of these other Confederate
streets. I would love Prior Road to drive down to Malcolm X Boulevard.
Right.
I may have to make that my little side project.
Right in your neighborhood.
Yeah, in my neighborhood.
That's right. That's where it should be then.
Hey, look, we have to work on that. The first one, what was it like?
The first one, actually, the idea came from, I must admit, you remember a couple of, about 88, I think it was, the Klan had marched downtown a couple of times. Mm-hmm. One during the King holiday. And we were like, man, if they could get a permit for the Klan to march, then why can't we honor Malcolm X?
Right.
And the city was very supportive, I will say that, Bureau of Cultural Affairs. And so we had the first one. It was only about 20 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the group Success in Effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roll It Up was a hot song during that time. But we only had about 20 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how it's grown. I think it's a tribute to how you have to stay dedicated to something in order for the fruit to bear.
And
right?
It is a wonderful festival. So
yes, sir.
Talk about it, because if you want to come and get good food,
right,
oil, shea butter, art, you all have some great, great vendors.
Fantastic vendors. In fact, if there are any vendors out there who are still interested, go on www.MalcolmXFestival.com. www.MalcolmXFestival.com. We have affordable vending spaces available. We have good food vendors, books. Jihad and Steve, and others have great t-shirts. We're very conscious sayings on them. We have a lot of vendors with African clothing, artwork.
Yeah.
So I usually have to put aside a little bit of money myself.
Right.
There was even a brother out there last year with red, black, and green tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll be.
Yeah.
Brother Hashim and them have the lock on those, and they got some that are really, really nice.
Right.
Red, black, green. I came, and if you are artwork, I got to come. Usually I'm traveling, but I'm in town. I'm coming because that was an art. I collect African art. And so, man, somebody about 2 or 3 years ago had some stuff out there. I had to go to the ATM, then go borrow a little money. There were pieces just had to have. I mean, they have that kind of showroom quality pieces that you're not going to find everywhere out there. And then they have something in every price range.
We actually have some vendors who travel in from out of town also.
Wow.
For the festival.
So it's worth it just to come through by the to go through the festival side and go through all of the vendor side. 404-892-2703. If you got a question, if you want to be a vendor, you got your good wings, or you got your good, sold up all them dresses or whatever you got. You got some djembe drums. You need a place to sell them this week. They're still taking vendors. You know, you got your natural hair products or whatever vendor. They'll tell you what categories of vendors, conscious books. Lord knows we need to do a little bit more intellectualizing around some serious things. You know, back in the day, we had Hakeem Bookstore that we could go
to. Yes, sir.
You know, we could just walk over in the AU Center and just go into the bookstore.
Right. Now, Madu still exists. Shrine of Black Madonna.
Shrine of the Black Madonna and, of course, Nubian Bookstore.
Don't forget Black Dot Island, Lathonia.
Yeah. So we have to, you know, but we need more of those. We need more, not fewer. And you can come. They'll have all those books. Steve Coakley, whatever you want to read. Amos Wilson, Chancellor Williams, you know. Diop, you'll find just about every author, and you can even find Akinyele Umoja. We will shoot back.
Yes, sir. I do a shameless plug. We will shoot back out there.
And I tell you this, if you buy We Will Shoot Back, I just so happen to know the author, and he will autograph it for you.
No doubt.
Is a great book, because we don't want y'all to think we all were sitting there waiting to die.
That's right.
No.
In the spirit of Malcolm.
In the spirit of Malcolm. We you got to be willing to live now.
That's right.
If a man break down your door and come and slap your wife, I hope you send him away from here. Immediately. Well, immediately, as the old folks say. Because if you don't, you're not you're not a man. A man protects that which he loves. He slaps your wife, you don't get upset. But he bumps your Cadillac, you going to get out and fight that Negro for 2 hours. What kind of foolishness is that? 448-942-2703 is our phone number. When we come back, any question you have, the Malcolm X Festival is this weekend. Is it 1 or 2 days? How many days?
2 days, 18th and 19th.
All right, so we're going to give you all the rundown of what's going to happen on the 18th and what's going to happen on the 19th. The entertainment that's going to be a part of it, all of that, and our special guest inside the studio is Professor Dr. Akinyele Umoja. We'll be back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
My name is Ray Muhammad. You're listening to Too Much Truth with Brother Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And the festival, tell us everything we need to know festival. What happens? So that's Saturday and Sunday.
For those of you who are familiar with the legendary group, The Last Poets.
Oh, my God.
The Last Poets are our featured act this year. They... I'm almost tearing up mentioning their names, because I can remember I heard The Last Poets when I was a senior in high school, and it really had an impact. My brother, who's deceased now, I remember when he was a teenager, would go through the hood of Compton with some of his best friends, and they would recite some of those poems from The Last Poets. I can't say some of the names of them, because... I know that we want to get past FCC.
But we know Negroes are afraid of a revolution.
Negroes are afraid of revolution.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Seminal work. Yeah.
Yeah, but The Last Poets are a featured act, of course, and they are on Saturday. We'll have Ross Kofi.
Yeah.
Ross Kofi, who's the son of legendary parents himself, but a very conscious artist, known as also as the farmer. We have Soul Sister 10, who's a performer well-known here in Atlanta as well as Chicago. And also we'll have our youth performing that day, the Colombo Youth. They have a very powerful drumming and African dance group.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our young people from the New African Scouts performing on that day. That's on Saturday. On Sunday, some of the performers include, trying to get my list. Giwa and Mata.
Oh, yeah.
And be drumming Giwa hard. And Mata, the female African dance and drumming group, will be our performers on that day. We'll also have speakers from various organizations. I know I will speak on Sunday. Brother Makungu Akinyele, one of our representatives, will speak on Saturday. But most important thing about the festival in terms of being there is Black Atlanta.
There you go.
You know, the community in Atlanta. I used to tell people, I think because the tradition has been set, that if we didn't give it, people would come.
Yeah.
You know, it's become an important part of the Atlanta Black community. And I saw young people Facebooking last year talking about what the Malcolm X Festival has meant for them,
right,
the various years they've come. And it's almost like a homecoming to see people from a variety of communities coming and to celebrate each other. You have people also from various faith communities,
yeah,
whether it be, you know, traditional Christians, Baptists, AMEs, from Rastafarians to Islamic community, the various shades of the Islamic community there, African traditionalists, folks who just trying to figure out what their relation is with the Creator and the spirit world. But all of that is there, and yeah, we're one.
And it's one. And it's a beautiful place. It's wonderful for children. There's nothing offensive that's going to be offensive to them. You can bring the entire family. Tell us what we can bring, Dr. Emotion, what we can't bring. And, you know, just tell us.
Well,
people be sitting up, little tents, and they sit up the chairs.
You can set up a tent. You can
I can't bring my dog now.
Leave your dog at home and try not, you know, we try to have a substance abuse free environment, yeah, if you will.
As long as y'all just try, as long as you ain't enforcing the policy.
Right. So we try to have a clean environment.
Yeah, there you go.
Because sometimes we get ignorant.
Don't bring your weed out there. We want to respect.
But you know, definitely
face.
Come and be comfortable, have a good time, and be open. Be open to the positive message, yeah, coming from the artists as well as the speakers. As well as the vendors.
But people can bring their chairs and lawn
chairs. Bring your
chairs
and if you bring a tent, kind of set it over to the side because you don't want to
block
the view. But some people bring it, put it over to the side, and then come in and enjoy when they can. So people usually bring, as you said, it's a family event, so their entire family
comes
out. I've seen grandparents out there with grandchildren and their children. And so it's a time to reunion and connect with other folks and meet new folks.
Yeah.
People from all over the city, but all over the country come to the festival.
As often as I can get there, and I'll be there Saturday or Sunday. I know I'll probably come through that Saturday. I ain't got much on my schedule. I just enjoy the vibration. And it's, you're going to always see people in the conscious community. You'll see some new people as well. And it's always a good atmosphere. The music is always good. Speakers are good. And so it's one of these free events. It's free and open to the public.
Right.
And all you got to do is show up. Put some money in your pockets for vendors. These vendors travel far and near, and they have great food, great items. And so, you know, you can go and wipe out some of your graduation gift list from over there.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be giving gift to your young people who are going to be graduating. Don't always go to Macy's and some of these other places. You can go down there and get you something African-centered. They would love, the young girls would love to have their first set of African beads. Like to have their first, you know, noise make, whatever you get.
Your jewelry,
dress, oil. And so, yeah, all of that will be there. Look here, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Vivian. We'll talk to Dave. And we'll let Dr. Umoja tell us whatever else we need to know about the festival. If you got questions about the festival, you like to be a vendor. Still ain't too late for that. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, so you need to jump on that immediately. And if you'd like to know where it is, we got to tell everybody where West End Park is so we can let everybody know how to get there. Go run and get your pen and paper, and we're going to give you the general directions as to how to find the Malcolm X Festival on Saturday and Sunday this week. Don't go into play. Stick and stay. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. On News and Talk 1380 WALK. We'll be playing Family Reunion and all of that kind of music that put us in the proper framework. Dr. Umoja, tell us where the park is. If people want to just give people a general descriptor of how to get there from the downtown area, what's the easiest way after you get on Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, or what's the easiest way to get to the park?
Ralph David Abernathy is one of the closest main thoroughfares, and it's off I-20. And you would take the exit for Lowry Street to come over to the park. But if you want to use your GPS, you don't know, It's 1111 Oak Street, Southwest Atlanta, 30320. 1111 Oak Street, Southwest Atlanta, 30320. The closest train station is the West End Station, and the cross streets I usually tell people to look for is Lawton and Lucille. West End Park, also known, I think it was called, named by the great Kenneth Zaki, Malcolm X Park, because a lot of people associated the park with the festival. So that's the hood name.
There you go.
The community name, the African-centered name for that park is Malcolm X Park, but it's officially called by the city West End Park.
Yeah, we need to get that changed, too.
Huh?
We need to work on that.
Okay.
We should have something.
I'm down for that.
To commemorate that brother's life in this city. The Black Mecca. Hell, we shouldn't be afraid to put anybody's name. We want
That's right.
Maynard said, use the power you have now. Who going to resist that?
That's right.
You know,
who's
going to resist that? And so get out to the festival. You want to vend, you can vend. They still have vending opportunities. Tell everybody how they can do that again if they're interested in vending. And tell them where they can go find that information again, Dr.
You go to www.malcolmxfestival.com. That's www.malcolmxfestival.com. And there you find vendor guidelines. You'll find how you can register.
All right.
You'll find the prices. Anything you want to know about vending, you can find out.
It's all there. Anything else you need us to know? Tell us a little bit about your book. Since I got you here, you got a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
As an author, one of your seminal works. But you've been working on some other stuff as well, though.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what you got in the hopper or already out here.
For those of you who work at schools or libraries, last year I edited a volume called the two-volume set, actually, the Black Power Encyclopedia. So it covers all of those names, like Brother Mikasa is in there. Stokely Carmichael is in there. The Black Panther Party is in there. Kwanzaa. So anything you want to know about that movement of the 1960s, the Black Student Movement, what we were doing during the Vietnam War, all of that stuff is in the Black Power Encyclopedia, two-volume set. I also edited a special issue of the Black Scholar on Baba Shokwe Lumumba, who was the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, an attorney who represented people like Tupac Shakur, Asada Shakur, Geronimo Pratt, several other of our political prisoners, and was a strong activist himself. That's what I have already published. There are some other things we have that are coming out very soon. I got to stay active in on my scholarship this portion of my life.
So. And tell her that one of the things been that you are a tenured professor. You're chairman. Are you still the chairman of the department?
I'll be chair of the department till the end of June.
And
then I'm turning it over to my colleague Jonathan Gales.
Jonathan Gale, one of my contemporaries.
Yes,
one
sir.
One of the founding members of Kemet fraternity.
Yes, sir.
And just a great overall dude, man.
Yeah, and the son of Gloria Wade Gales, who teaches at Spelman, and his father, I forgot his father's first name, who was a biology professor and one of the founders of Morehouse School of Medicine. So I'm turning it over to a quality person.
There you go.
Who's very rooted from, and like you said, he was in the AU Center
You
were there.
Yeah.
Founder of Kemet, along with Kenneth Zaki,
all of them cats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we turned it over in good hands, but I'll still be on the scene. I'll still be doing my writing. I'll still be doing my teaching and interacting with students as well as the community.
Right.
And doing our community forums and things of that
All
nature.
Right. Let's go to Brother Jabbar in the West End. Brother Jabbar, you're on with Dr. Akinyele Umoja.
Peace, good people. Hey, Derek, I'm glad to have you back, brother.
Thank you.
And yes, Baba Umoja, it was definitely a pleasure to be with y'all at the Black Love Ceremony, you and Mama Aminata.
Yes, sir.
And Baba Wakesa and Baba Mukasa, it was so beautiful. And I will definitely be there at the Malcolm X Festival. And I want to thank you all for all the great things that y'all do. Man, y'all are giants, man. We really appreciate y'all. We really definitely need people like y'all in the community, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot.
Oh, yeah, that means a lot, Ashe. Doc, it's always good to have you, man. Anything else you need for us to know before we get out of here?
Well,
you know, I keep you around. Now. I ain't putting you out.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Right, well, I was thinking you mentioned my book.
All right, let's do this. We're going to do another segment, and then we're going to talk about I'll be up at Chris Caribbean. We're going to play a little bit of audio for that so y'all can get in on that. And so when we come back, girl, grab a pen. The book is called We Will Shoot Back. And I think didn't you send me the Black Power Encyclopedia? Did you send me a couple of those?
I didn't send you that. I sent you the Shokwe Lumumba.
Oh, yeah. I need to get these then. I need to get those. So when we come back, tell people how we can get these books, because I know I need the Black Power Encyclopedia. I remember as a young man, we had the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Same here.
It's the only thing we had.
Same here.
And my mama, because she knew her babies were curious.
Right.
I don't even know what they cost. I know they were expensive.
Oh, they were expensive.
And bought a set of them. And I often wonder what happened to them, because I can remember being about 5, 6, 7 years old and taking the pen. You know how you lay the paper on top and sketching, you know, Dr. King's face.
That's important.
You know, because I needed to know who that man was and looking at all these pictures.
Right.
And my earliest remembrance was they were important, you know.
Right.
And I know y'all had Dwight Jesus in your house. And I call him the Holy Trinity. Dwight Jesus, the Bobby and John F. Kennedy and Dr. King pictures.
Right.
But for some reason, they didn't fascinate me. I was like, who are these white men? And let me go. Let me see who this brother is between. If he ain't between these two thieves, he got to be something.
Everybody, grandmama and mama.
Oh, man, you didn't go in no black eye. Man, everybody, I'm talking about my grandmama looked like she got the first one from like Da Vinci or somebody. That thing was perfect paint. That thing was perfect paint and everything. Everything else in the apartment faded, but that picture. Oh, man, you better not touch up Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Dr. King picture. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.